nice move. Another nice move. Oh, he scores. Oh, what a goal. Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the Sports Byline Studios on the West Coast, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Of course, I'll be soon joined by my All-Stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallard Jimenez. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free. I give you permission. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, yeah, that's happening as well. You hit us up there at Taco Man Radio. Things we'll be talking about this hour, of course. Magic Johnson stepping down as the honorary vice president of the L.A. Lakers. What's going on there? Magic saying some nasty things about the Lakers on Twitter and about the current Lakers and, of course, the Golden State Warriors as well. Of course, the Golden State Warriors just one game away from repeating as the 2015-2016 NBA champs. You can feel it. You can smell it. The title is in the air, folks. We're just like 15 miles away from the arena. You can smell it here. Warriors going to smoke them Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock in the West, right here. Talking about Oakland, California, the Oracle Arena, the NBA Finals, Golden State, and LeBron James. Straight up, this is Sports Overnight America. Johnny talking to his All-Stars live from the West Coast on Sports Byline.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Straight up, we're a couple of months away, of course, from the NFL season as far as kicking off training camps is concerned. But, man, you know, things are already talking. People are already talking about the Broncos going back, maybe winning, of course, the Super Bowl again. And they opened the season, this 2016 season, in a Super Bowl rematch against the Carolina, can you say, choke Panthers. I kid you not. Open the 2016 season. Straight up, I got to ask Dominic Cadwallader this first. Cadwallader Jimenez this first. Can Cam Newton ever recover from that choke there in the Super Bowl or what?
I don't know. You know, Cam Newton hasn't really shown that he's the most mentally resilient guy in the league. He wears his emotions on the sleeve. I don't know. I mean, he's slowly grown up as he's gone on in the NFL. I don't know how quick he can turn around from the abject failure that was the 2015 Super Bowl, though.
Zach, he pushed out when that ball was on the ground. He just looked at it.
He did do that. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have picked the Panthers to go back to the Super Bowl. I really don't see that. I think they're actually going to struggle next year.
Well, the Broncos without Peyton Manning are a 1.5 point favorite if ours at home in their Super Bowl rematch against to open the seasons. I just don't know if what can the Broncos really bring to the dance? But then again, Peyton Manning wasn't really 100% of Peyton Manning last year. If you had to break Peyton Manning down in percentages, how much of Peyton Manning was left in his final season there, Dominic?
I'd say no more than 60%. Obviously, the mind and the ability to make all the reads and calls at the line were there, but the arm was just all those neck and shoulder surgeries just finally caught up to him, and he could not get the ball out the way that he used to, not even close to it. So I'd say maybe around 60%.
Interesting. What about the 49ers this year, Zach? I mean, you're a big 49er fan. What's happening at quarterback? Are we settled at quarterback or what?
No, I don't think it's completely settled. I think they're going to have a legitimate competition between Blaine Gabbert and Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick, I don't know if you've seen recent photos of him. He's really like he looks like he's slimmed down a lot. He's not the big, like, muscular guy that we're used to seeing.
You mean like Johnny Manziel? He's doing that meth or what?
No, I won't levy that accusation. I think he just, you know, he had these injuries, and I don't think he's been able to work out because of them.
Johnny Manziel does look a little methy, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Dominic, have you seen any pictures of Johnny lately, those pictures in Vegas with him no shirt on?
Yeah, it's not a pretty sight. And he was never very impressive looking to start with, let alone all these weekend benders in Vegas he's been going on.
How can you? I mean, he's pissing away millions of bucks in Cadwallader. You tell me it's because he's like you, he's like filthy rich at home?
Yeah, you know, Johnny Manziel comes from a very well, I don't want to say like me, but he comes from a well-off family. He went to school locally. He was the big man on campus. He's kind of had everything he's ever wanted, and it kind of shows that where he's very, I guess, I want to say selfish, actually, is the right word, where he got drafted by the Browns, and he just didn't care enough about the team. Granted, Johnny Manziel wasn't going to be the game changer the Browns hoped he would be when they drafted him in the first round, but he's too busy getting his fix of booze and women and whatever else Johnny Manziel's doing, and he's very selfish.
Well, it's funny. Most guys get big in football. He's one of the few guys I know that's gotten small in football. I mean, he looks like, I mean, like you say, he wasn't the most impressive physical specimen to begin with, but man, he looks like he's weighing like a buck 65, maybe a buck 70, Zach, not a whole lot more.
No, yeah, he definitely, I mean, he doesn't look like he'd be ready to start for an NFL team, does he?
No, I don't think so. Speaking of NFL teams, you know, a guy that I spent some time around both as a kid, got to see him, you know, play at City College and Galileo High School. And, of course, he went on to USC. I'm talking about the Heisman Trophy winner, O.J. Simpson, won the MVP in the Rose Bowl. I can go on and on. Of course, Hall of Famer in the NFL from the Buffalo Bills. And he went to the San Francisco 49ers where he finished up his career. And I spent some time with him in Florida. And like in 2004, we talked about the murders, per se. He didn't want to talk about the murders, per se. But, of course, O.J.'s in jail. Have either of you guys seen this O.J. Simpson TV series on Netflix? I think it's on Netflix. Zach, have you seen any of this at all?
Are you talking about the documentary or the, like, TV series?
No, I think there's a TV series, the O.J. Simpson. Isn't it a TV series, Dominic, on Netflix?
Yeah, so there's a TV series. It was on, I believe, AMC or one of those channels, like The People versus O.J. Simpson. And then what Zach's referring to, I think ABC or ESPN are coming out with a 7-part documentary on him this summer, too.
You know, I looked it into his eyes. I spent some time with him. And when you interview people and you're looking at them, you usually try to get their eyes. You try to get their eyeball-to-eyeball attention. Sometimes it doesn't go that way, and, you know, your eyeballs go astray looking at things going around you or something like that. Or the person you're interviewing is deep in thought, and he has to look away and things like that. But I noticed that O.J., every time that I asked him a question, although he wasn't slow in his response, it was all very – how can I put this, choreographed. He knew exactly what he was to say, much like Sugar Ray Leonard before he said it. And, of course, when I looked at him, I saw that one eye moving one way and one eye moving the other. I talked about this before in boxers, Zach. When I see one eye moving one way and one eye moving the other, I'm thinking brain damage. And I'm thinking that O.J. Simpson has brain damage. I mean, look at all the hits he took from, like, 1965 until what, 1980?
Yeah, I mean, you look at, you know, Bennett Omalu, the man that the movie Concussion centered around, he came out and said that there's no doubt about it that O.J. had brain damage. And, I mean, I definitely could see that. He took a lot of hits, and that was a different NFL. That was a rough NFL back then.
Where do we draw the line in contact sports, Dominic? I mean, when do we draw the line between entertainment and mayhem? I mean, because essentially football is legal mayhem, isn't it?
It really is. That I know that MMA doesn't quite have the same type of brain damage, at least on a
not on a massively
public scale yet like the NFL does. But I mean, it's pretty hard to think of a more barbaric thing than, hey, let's throw two men or women in a cage and watch them fight. It's starting to get a blurred line between entertainment, sport, and just pure reckless chaos. And yep. I don't know if you guys talked about it, but the Bills GM a couple of weeks ago, he goes, yeah, you know, football, humans were not made to play football. I know that quote is kind of taken out of context, but he's not entirely wrong.
Interesting. We're talking sports, so of course the NFL season is right among us. Most overrated team right now in the NFL is probably the Carolina Panthers, because people think they're going to go back to the Super Bowl along with the Denver Broncos. I think that's a little bit of a stretch, but I guess people want to dream, they can dream on. The bottom line is Bovada's got some odds. I'd check them out, Bovada.com, as far as the NFL season is concerned. The great Charles J comes back after the break, folks. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Talkin's All-Stars. Live from the left coast, the west coast, San Francisco, California. What can I say? We are live here. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's 1-800-878-7529. After Charles J., my guys will be back. We'll talk about some scandals in sports. And, of course, they'll tell me things I don't know. Interesting. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, live from San Francisco and the west coast, from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. This is Johnny Talking His All-Stars. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
But it's a choice. If you decide to play football, then you decide to play knowing that there are risks. All you got to do is watch people run into each other to know that it's not a good thing.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Live from the left coast, San Francisco, of course, the west coast. Call it what you want, 24 and a half minutes past hour. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Taco Man Radio. Of course, we're here each and every Saturday for 2 hours, beginning at 10 p.m. Pacific. That's 1 a.m. Eastern Time, live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I can keep going, but the bottom line is I got to bring in my guest, of course, the man from PlaysByJay.com, Mr. Charles Day. And, Charlie, a very good evening to you. Good morning to you, sir.
How are you tonight? What's going on?
Pretty good. We were talking last week about the odds of people going to the Olympics and getting sick. According to the health organization down there, they have a bacteria in all these different rivers in which they'll be doing some competition in, some swimming competition, that is a deadly bacteria that can't be beaten by antibiotics. So are they still going to have the Olympics?
Yeah, they've been very defiant about the fact that they're going to have them there and it's going to be okay. And I'd take a long look at it if I was one of these countries that was really concerned about my athletes.
No, but I mean, you got to look at it from Brazil's point of view. They don't give a snot. You know what I'm saying? They need to put this thing on or they're going to go bankrupt. As much money as they put into the Olympics, if they don't get the Olympic Games at this point in time, after all the facilities have been built, all these hotels have been reserved, all this kind of good stuff, the country's going to go belly up. They're not doing well financially to begin with.
Right. So build a wall. Make sure that the illegal Brazilians don't come in here either. Oh, boy, I just made a funny.
Build a wall. You know, build a wall. I've got a poster that Don King sent me. I kid you not, I'm looking at it right now, and I'll read it to you. We are going to create a whole new system, and we will tear the system apart. America first. I want you, the people's choice. Donald J. Trump for president and Bernie Sanders for vice president. I kid you not, the outsiders. We the people's loyalty first. We the people's loyalty. Okay, that's what it says. Sometimes party loyalty asks too much. That's a quote from John Kennedy. But Don King sent me a big bunch of these folders. Of course, Don King, a big backer of Donald Trump. Let's get off the sports, the subject of politics, go to the politics of basketball. I mean, the nail is in the coffin, right? I mean, one or two nails are already in the coffin of the Cleveland Cavaliers. How can they turn this around Monday?
They'll have to hit three-point shots. This is how they won Game 3. They hit 12 out of 25. In Game 4, they had only 6 out of 25. And the importance of the three-point shot, well, on the surface, it's obvious because Cleveland hit, you know, Cleveland took 41% of its total field goal attempts from three-point range prior to the series beginning. And what it does is it opens things up a little bit more for a guy like LeBron James to slash to the hoop. But when they're not hitting the threes and LeBron is not getting calls, and, you know, it got pretty physical in there and there were not a lot of whistles blown in Game 4, there's trouble there. And so Golden State, I think, made an adjustment, and they went back to some of what they were doing in the first two games when they held Cleveland below 30% from beyond the arc.
But doesn't it boil down to, at the end of the day, one team is considerably better than the other team?
Yeah, and in the NBA, there's so much that has to do with the matchups. You know, you look at a team like Cleveland, and they have their, you know, quote-unquote big three, and that's LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. Well, Kevin Love, in some respects, is a liability being in the game because he's not a great defender, and he doesn't seem to match up well with Golden State's guys when they put the small lineup out there. You know, Golden State has outscored Cleveland by 51 points so far in the series when they don't have a center in the game, meaning they have their small lineup in there where largely it would be Andre Iguodala instead of Andrew Bogut in the lineup. So that's a small lineup, and they've done very well against Cleveland playing that lineup. And Kevin Love, even though he's very versatile on the offensive end, has not done the job on defense and has been a little bit disappointing shooting up in close as well.
You know, LeBron James, I've heard some sound of him in hour number one, but he sort of sounds like emotionally castrated at this point in time. He really doesn't have it. I mean, he doesn't have the gusto in his voice. I mean, I think he realizes that his team is inferior to the Golden State Warriors, and, you know, he can't come out and say they've got another game to play, but I think just be going through the motions. Cleveland's going to come out and try. At least some of the guys are going to try with Cleveland, but the bottom line is at the end of the day, the Warriors are going to win, and they're going to cover on Monday, correct?
There was somebody I talked to who knows LeBron who indicated that, you know, that it's almost like he's going through the motions and thinking about what he wants to do after this season.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it would be almost incomprehensible that he'd leave Cleveland, but there's always that possibility. And, you know, when you look at LeBron's situation with that franchise, it is really no secret that he's had some influence as to which personnel has been kept, which people have been added. And go ahead.
Didn't he get a coach fired?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. I'm not sure it was all that direct, but you feel it, you know, in the NBA. It happens with players, and that's the way it is in the NBA. There are very few players out on the court at the same time. So, you know, one player obviously has a great deal of influence out there. It doesn't happen in football, but it can happen in basketball. But let me finish the thought, though, is that I think that they thought that they, you know, having shot 29% from three-point range last year in the finals, they thought they'd upgrade themselves. They thought they did. They brought a guy like Channing Frye on board. But he took one shot the other night. He's taken very few shots in this whole series, as a matter of fact. And he was supposed to be a really big gun off the bench. He was hitting well over 50% coming into this series. But this is a guy who's right now has taken three field goal attempts and not made any of them. And Timofey Mozgov, the big guy, has hardly played at all. So I don't know what they're thinking of there. I told you last week, I think Tyronn Lue, he's no Red R back out there. But you got to wonder whether LeBron's thinking that they've done really all they could do and could, you know, and are they even capable of going to the next level?
Okay. Can you, you're the man that plays by JAY.com, the man with all the numbers. Can you explain to us the home field advantage to an extent? Because, you know, as a fighter, I felt more pressure fighting at home than I did fighting on the road. But in professional sports, the other way around. Why is it such an advantage to play at home?
Well, I think one of the perceptions is that, and it's probably true, is that you'll get more calls at home. and therefore you'll go to the free throw line more, which is one of the reasons it's kind of distressing that Cleveland did not get the calls. You know, LeBron James had four free throws in the game the other night at home. And so now in Oakland, I doubt he's going to get major breaks from the referees. But the fact is that, you know, Golden State's lost, what, three times at home all year, including the playoffs. Cleveland was 8-0 in the postseason at home going into the game the other night. And obviously, it was tight. If you watch the game, it was really tight until the closing moments. But they let things get away from them a little bit. And of course, when you start fouling Curry late in the game, you know, he's going to go there and the free throws are almost automatic. So you're going to stretch that lead a little bit. But I didn't think they played badly the other night for the most part for a team that made only 6 out of 25 from three-point range. So they're doing some of the fundamental things right. But at home, you know, you've just got – yes, the crowd is closer to you, remember, in basketball than it is in the other sports. And so that's probably another factor there. It's maybe an intimidating atmosphere to some extent for some teams. And also, as I mentioned, you're most likely to get a few more calls at home.
Kevin Durant, you said last week you don't think he's leaving the Thunder. And somebody told me this week they truly think he is leaving the Thunder. What's the latest on that?
Well, I don't know what the latest is on that. Of course, the Wizards were a consideration. That's his hometown team now. And Washington is really only one, you know, they bring a guy like Durant in, they're probably going to be an automatic contender. The Knicks have been mentioned. But and they have rooms, but I don't know about him and Carmelo Anthony on the floor at the same time. I don't know if there's enough basketballs to go around there. But I just, you know, I feel like Durant, as I explained to you, is not a guy who's necessarily all about the money. And I think he is a really good teammate. And I think Oklahoma City is still the favorite there.
Okay, I'm looking at some of this. So switch gears. We're talking numbers with a man that knows all about numbers in sports. PlaysByJay.com. It's PlaysByJay.com. Mr. Charles J himself. The opening day for the NFL season, the Seahawks are 14-point favorites over the 49ers. They're at home. Are the 49ers going to be hapless? The 49ers, and we were talking earlier, the 49ers don't have their quarterback situation settled. Are the 49ers settled outside of anything but the fact we have a new coach?
I was really wrong about last year's coach, to be honest with you. I thought I kind of liked him. And
well, we had him on the show a lot.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy, isn't he? I mean, he
likes pizza.
He was a real player's coach, you know, and I thought that was going to work for him there. But ultimately it didn't.
He was adults.
Adult?
Yeah, adults, not a duh, you know, I mean, he wasn't the quickest guy. He wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
No, but sometimes, you know, that kind of a guy, you know, at least if he's a, you know, if he's a guy who knows how to drive people, you know, is the guy you need in any certain situation. But I would think that San Francisco has the quarterback, at least, for that system that Chip Kelly wants to run. And I'm going to expect that, unless there's some internal problems there, that Colin Kaepernick could thrive in that offense. I always thought that the worst thing they did to him was try to kind of domesticate him and make him into more of a drop-back passer. Maybe Chip Kelly won't do that with the 49ers.
Interesting. The great Charles J from PlaysByJay.com. You have something else on game five of the playoffs. When will that be up, tomorrow morning?
Well, it'll be up sometime tomorrow. The Golden State's a 7-point favorite, and the total on the game is 206. I have gone with Golden State in every game so far, so I guess I am 3-1 also.
Well, you know, let's be honest. If you bet the Warriors this year and took the points, the bottom line is you made some money.
You made some money. I could look up their overall point spread record.
No, you made some money. I remember you made. They definitely made some money. PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. All the best. Say hello to the family.
Thank you, my friend.
The great, the incomparable Charles J of PlaysByJay.com. I am the Taco Man. This is Johnny Taco, of course, coming to you live from the left coast, the west coast, San Francisco, California, the Sports Byline Studios. I am the man for the next hour. We're talking sports here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Sports Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes.com. I keep going, but we got a commercial break. This is Sports Byline.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
An urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
No respect, Tucker, no respect.
40 minutes past the hour. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Would you go to the Olympics in Brazil? I mean, bottom line is, forget the Zika virus. What about this crap floating around in the rivers? And these people, where these people that compete, is this bacteria that you cannot kill with antibiotics. Bacteria they usually find, like, in staph infections in hospitals, things like that. That's not too cool. I wouldn't want my guy swimming in that. In fact, I wouldn't go to Brazil if you gave me a free ticket to go. I don't care what you say. That's just the way it is. Bottom line is, Raiders will not be, of course, in Las Vegas this year, but in 2017, I think the Raiders will be there, no doubt about it. Two-time Wimbledon champ, Rafael Nadal, of course, it looks like he's not going to be in Wimbledon this year. He hurt himself in the French Open. His wrist, of course, I guess that's important with a tennis player, but he'll be out of the Wimbledon. And Serena Williams, really the only tennis player, pound for pound, on the planet that's really a known star. Outside of Serena Williams, are there any tennis stars nowadays? I just don't know. I mean, I can't think of any really that come to mind, anybody that walked down. In fact, I wouldn't know Serena if she walked by me, really. I really wouldn't. I mean, I haven't looked at her that closely. Anyway, the bottom line is tennis needs a John McEnroe, a Jimmy Connors, or maybe a Bjorn Borg, something like that. The bottom line is tennis is sort of dull. Sort of Dullsville in 2017. Now let's go to the world of soccer. for soccer, and not the scandalous world of soccer, the world of competition of soccer. Dominic, take it away.
Yeah, this is 2016 is going to become the summer of soccer. We've got Copa America happening right now, which is a tournament held amongst the teams of the Americas, normally just South America, but they've included some of the teams from North America and Central America as well. You've got the Euros running over in Europe, which is the exact same thing, but with the top European teams. And then later on, you've got the Olympics this summer. This is the summer of soccer, and as a soccer fan, enthusiast, buff, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't get better than this, other than a World Cup. But the Copa America and the Euros are held not on an annual basis, so you'll never get them interfering with the World Cup. So this is as good as it gets, I think. And the U.S. are playing well in the Copa America. They're hosting it for the first time ever. This is exciting to be a soccer fan.
So
right
will there
now.
Be some soccer in the Bay Area?
Yeah, there's already been two games at Levi's. The U.S. lost the opening match of the tournament to Colombia 2-0, and then Argentina beat, I believe it was Chile, in the second game. And they're also going to get a quarterfinal here coming in the next week. And if Mexico wins their group, they play on Sunday. If they end up winning their group, they're going to actually play their quarterfinal match at Levi's Stadium.
Interesting. Have the soccer guys complained about that field? Has the field got any better, Dominic?
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard too many issues about the field, which is weird because when there have been soccer exhibition matches, there have been problems. We've seen not just football, but with soccer, because you can't quite wear as long of studs in soccer as you do in football. I haven't really seen or heard of any issues whatsoever, which is thoroughly surprising given the nature of that turf at Levi's.
Okay, you gangster slapped me because I jumped all over NASCAR not having any Chicanos and any Mexicans in NASCAR, and Daniel Suarez won this week. So I want to throw him some shout out there because he's the first Mexican to win a NASCAR race here in the United States. More power to you, and Donald Trump doesn't like you. And Irad Ortiz, of course, won the Belmont Stakes today. The jockey, no surprise there, a Latino jockey, no big shock there. Now let's go from soccer to the world of golf. Phil Mickelson's in this tournament. Where are they playing? In Memphis, Tennessee, Zach?
Yeah, that's where the tournament's currently taking place. Yes.
Now, $6 million. Dominic, how do they divide $6 million as far as a purse is concerned? What does a winner get in a tournament like this? A couple hundred grand, $1 million, what?
The winner usually gets close to $1 million, and then everybody that makes the cut after Friday, everybody that makes the weekend gets a certain cut. So, you know, you'll see high hundreds of thousands for the top 10 guys, and then it just slowly decreases from there. But usually everybody that makes it to the weekend is going to get some kind of cut.
Zach, Phil Mickelson is, I think, in fourth place in this tournament, 7 under. He's 3 strokes behind the leader. What is golf without Tiger Woods? And we've talked about this over and over again. Is golf going to become, unless Jordan Spieth steps up and really becomes the superstar after choking in the Masters, we don't know that's impossible, might be the Cam Newton of golf. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, tennis lacks superstars right now. Maybe golf without Tiger's lacking a superstar. Can golf thrive?
You know, I don't know if there will be a superstar as big as Tiger Woods. That's kind of hard to imagine. But, you know, Jordan Spieth, I think he is becoming a star of his own. And honestly, you got to put him above Cam Newton because he actually did win a Masters.
I understand that. But this year, he was off and running, and then it was all over in, like, you know, one round. So I would think he's a bit of a choke along with Cam Newton. No doubt about that. Back to the world of Major League Baseball. Let's talk about the Giants now. The Giants are looking good, and of course we're in the world of in the month of June now. The season's still early, but the bottom line is the Giants are looking like a team that's going to contend at the end of the year and possibly go on and win that championship again another after the odd year. 1 year they lose, 1 year they win, 1 year they lose, 1 year they win. Has any team ever done this 1 year they win, 1 year they lose more than 3 times in a row? Dominic, you know you're a little bit of a historian.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, we've seen a couple players where they just inexplicably have great years. I think Blylevin might be the biggest case for that, where he was terrific, I believe, in odd years and quite horrendous in even years. But I don't think we've seen anything quite like this in terms of teams actually winning titles every other year.
Okay. For the Giants to remain in contention right now with a lot of their guys being hurt and things like that, does that really say something about the bench, Dom?
Yeah, you know, this is a perfect matchup this weekend between the Dodgers and the Giants. These are teams that are beat up but are continuing to be successful because of their depth. I think in the long run, it's going to hurt both teams, more so the Giants, because the Dodgers have kind of been doing it all year, whereas the Giants are really just kind of breaking down over the last month. But yeah, the Giants are definitely going to need to get help from outside the organization, with especially with Hunter Pence out 2 months. That's just too big of a hole in the lineup to go over the summer without. In summer, the dog days, it really beats on players, and they start to wear down. Buster Posey's already kind of slowing down. He's hitting, I think, 200 over the last month. I think the Dodgers are in better shape than the Giants in terms of health right now.
Does Buster Posey need to be a DH?
I don't think he needs to be a DH. Not at all. The way that they move him from catcher to first, and they get him some starts there to get some rest. The backup catcher this year, Trevor Brown, he's doing an capable job as the backup catcher. So I think they're okay. Right now, Posey's got a lingering thumb injury, which is kind of the source of the slump here. But I think Buster Posey will be fine. If he can't catch anymore, they'll do what the Twins did with Joe Mauer and just move him to first, and they'll figure out what to do with Brandon Belt from there.
Hey, Zach, in hour one, we heard LeBron James, of course, complaining about Draymond Green, calling him a few names. He called him a bitch, and he got all pissed off about that. I mean, isn't he sort of like showing his thin skin there, LeBron James? He realizes his team's about to get whooped up, and there's not a whole lot he can do about it, so he called me a bitch.
Yeah, I thought that was a bad look for LeBron James, and it really wasn't necessary for him to step over Draymond Green like that. He could have easily just walked around him, but he chose to do it in like a really like theatric way, I thought, just to kind of like, I guess, give himself some type of mental edge, like I'm stepping over you. But after that, I mean, Draymond Green really turned up the defense, and he blocked a LeBron shot, and you know, he was out-rebounding him. Like, I think that just fired Draymond Green up.
Interesting. We're talking sports, folks. Open phone lines coast to coast all across America. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And some guy sent me a little text here, and a friend of mine says, why are you talking about O.J. Simpson? Well, O.J. Simpson, God, he's a Hall of Famer. He murdered two people. I mean, you know, I mean, O.J. Simpson will always be a conversation piece in the world of sports. There's no doubt about it. But do you think someday, Dominic, do you think someday that O.J. will admit it? I mean, when I had him, I told you when I interviewed him in 2004, he said, let's not talk about the murders, you know, like that. And I said, oh, okay, you know, just like that, let it go. But you think deep down inside, you think that he's going to admit it someday?
Yeah, when O.J. knows that his time on Earth is done, I can definitely see him starting to decide to admit if he did do it, which most people would agree he did. But if that was the case, I think definitely you'll hear from him, and he'll cop to the whole thing once time is done for him.
Now, our millennial guy down there, Zach, you know, coming to us from his backseat of his 1984 Ferrari, doesn't remember the O.J. Simpson trial in particular, but Chris Darden was a prosecutor, as was Marsha Clark. They were sleeping together, you guys, and nobody realizes this because Pedro reads court transcripts, and I look at reports, things like that. But there was a bloody thumbprint of O.J. Simpson on the gate there on Buckingham at his ex-wife's apartment, and the prosecutors both failed to bring it up at trial. They forgot about it. That was a trial right there. I mean, think about it. A bloody thumbprint. Not even a jury of his peers, and I mean his homies, could have let him off if they found a bloody thumbprint on the gate. Could they, Cadwallader?
No, I don't think that's the case whatsoever, no.
O.J. Simpson back in the news, of course. Cadwallader Jimenez, Dominic Jimenez coming to us live from Hillsborough, California. Dom, how's the world of massage?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, I finally got wise and hip to it, where I just do it during the news break. It's more important. I guess one of those more important things. Sports and massages are more important than the news.
The passing of Muhammad Ali this week, of course, the number one headline, no doubt about it. The greatest athlete of all time, the most prolific athlete of all time, the man that stood for more than just being a boxer. And I remember what he told me, and I'll ask Dominic this first, and I'll go to Zach after that. But he told me, look, if I wasn't a Muslim, you wouldn't be here with me right now. If I wasn't a Muslim, I'd be some old ex-nigga beat-up fighter. That's all I'd be. Is he right? Did Muslim have that much of an effect as far as his persona is concerned and how the world perceives him, Dominic?
I think it did have quite a huge impact on the way everybody saw him, because part of the whole persona and legend and mystique of Muhammad Ali was that he famously, you know, refused to be drafted and everything with that because of his beliefs as a Muslim. And I don't think he'd be this – he'd be the same type of, you know, washed up African-American guy like you quoted. But it's definitely a different Muhammad Ali that we'd be looking at if that were not the case.
Zach, what do you think?
I do think that played a role. I mean, if anything, more than anything else, I think that having that faith gave him like the strength to persevere through a lot of his toughest fights. And honestly, the strength to persevere through a fight that didn't even take place in the ring, but his fight with the U.S. government. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of people kind of want to whitewash over the fact that he was a Muslim. And you know, they kind of just want to act like everyone always liked Ali. Like, you're seeing that narrative being painted now, like that he was always this loved figure. And we know that that wasn't the case. And we know that, I mean, his faith played a huge role in his career. So we can't really take that away from it.
Dominus, there were some right-wing trolls that actually crucified Muhammad Ali this week. I mean, I don't even want to get into it and talk about it in detail, but they crucified him.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of kind of blowback from this, not just from political parties and whatnot, but even from within the sports community. People were like, okay, you know, that's great. You know, Muhammad Ali deserves the respect that he's been getting. But there's a huge disconnect between certain people. And I think it's an age thing, a generational thing, where people who were younger than a certain age that they didn't see Muhammad Ali become kind of a civil rights kind of guy or anything like that. They were like, oh, he meant the world to me. And people were really bothered by that. So it's even in death, Muhammad Ali, you know, just the polarizing figure that he is.
Wow. Dominic Jimenez, of course, Cadwallader Jimenez, and Zach Attakian. We'll be back after the break. They'll tell me things I don't know. But I want to mention this the fact that I bought a new computer today at Love Hate Computers in San Francisco on Hate Street, man. It's a beautiful little computer. It cost me just a few $100. In fact, you can get a MacBook laptop for about $400. I kid you not, they'll put a year warranty on it straight up. It's a fantastic machine. And I want to mention that Little Jay, my cousin, actually calls me Uncle Pete, but my cousin, of course, my cousin's son is in Highland. He's going back in Kaiser Hospital in Oakland, California. His brain is bleeding. He's got something where his brain is bleeding, and they don't know how to stop. They're going to try with some chemotherapy, some something like that, where they're going to try to zap the vein into closing up and some scar tissue and things like that. But things don't look good for the kids, so I'm a little worried about that. So what I'm trying to tell you is that although sports is important, damn, life and death, life is just so precious, and it's fleeting, folks. Grasp it while it's here. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco, those all-stars on the other side of the glass. The incomparable Scott Cutty. You're tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and, of course, iTunes. This is live Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
They say that actually, every time that I enter the ring, in a way, I'm going to war. They say to me daily, you are a prize fighter. What's the difference? And I like to say to those critics of the press and to the others that there is one hell of a lot of difference in fighting in the ring and going to war in Vietnam.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Check it, 58 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, as All-Stars Coach, wrapping up 2 hours here live on Sports Byline. The bottom line is, I always, at this point of the show, each week I ask these guys to tell me something I don't know. And since Zach Attack Young is so good at choking in this segment, I'm going to let him go first. Zach, tell me something I don't know.
Donald Trump wants Dana White to address the Republican National Convention.
You got to be kidding. All right.
That is
something I don't know. Now, Cadwallader, tell me something I don't know, baby.
Christian Pulisic, at age 17 and 253 days, became the youngest player to score a goal for the U.S. men's national team last week against Bolivia.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez and Zach Attack Young, I am the Taco Man. You guys have a great week.
Oh, I will. You guys too.
Yeah, the rich man, the poor man. Bottom line is, one guy's coming from Hillsborough, one guy's coming from the backseat of his Pontiac Ferrero down there, 84 and Compton, California. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. I thank you so much for your time. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect, and thanks to the great Scott Cuddy for producing this great show. Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live from the left coast.